familiar to those of you who have been here before, because it is quite a long tradition here in the family-to-family dinner. But to those of you who have not participated in this part of the program before, just a word of explanation. It's something that goes far beyond the beginning of family-to-family dinner. In fact, it reflects something 2,000 years old, something that was a very key value in the earliest Christian church, of which we read in the book of Acts. And that is the principle: from each according to ability, to each according to need. And let me read you a couple of passages from the early history of the Christian church, which we know as the book of Acts, that reflects this. This reminder that we have every month here. A reminder that of something that if the Christians ever forget as a key part of discipleship, we're in trouble. This is the description. They met constantly to hear the apostles teach and to share the common life, to break bread and to pray. A sense of awe was everywhere, and many marvels and signs were brought about through the apostles. And all whose faith had drawn them together held everything in common. They would sell their property and possessions and make a general distribution as the need of each required. With one mind, they kept up their daily attendance at the temple, and breaking bread in private houses, shared their meals with unaffected joy. And here it is again, a couple of chapters later in Acts 4, that all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. We don't have lands or houses to sell tonight, but we do have possessions, some having more than others. And that's the whole point of our passing these baskets in just a moment. First of all, let us pray. O Lord, our God, who has given us so much, the gifts that are on every side, so many we take for granted, as though we had earned them, or as though we had it coming to us just as a matter of right, when actually these are treasures of grace. And so we pray that even as we have discussed around the tables this evening of what it means to be stewards of our money and other resources you have put in our hands, we may be faithful in this symbolic giving and receiving tonight. And also, as we leave this place, in every part of our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, as we do this, we have these shallow baskets that we pass, and we ask that as these shallow baskets are passed, I think there'll be three of them going down each row, everybody put in something, even if it's only a penny. Some of us are able to do more than that, but everybody put in something. Then these shallow baskets are brought back, and those who have handed them out will distribute what is there in the larger baskets. And the larger baskets are sent down, and everybody is asked to take out something from the large basket. Even if it's only a penny, take out something. If the need is greater, feel free to take according to the need. And so we reflect and symbolize what was there in the early church and what is got to be still in every living community of faith today if we are to make sense of what God has put into our hands. Have we got three people here who will take these? I don't know if anybody's been designated. If not, three volunteers, please. Thank you. Now, while these are being passed, will somebody who can carry a tune better than I can start us out on something we all know? What a friend we have in Jesus.
Thank you all for the giving and
appearing as a reflection of Christian discipleship and a practical way of showing Christian love been a part of the community of Christ Church from the very beginning. Amen.
Amen.
We know that it's going to be harmonious anyway, but we all sing from our heart. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. We are
one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And we'll know we are Christians by our love.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.